Max Taylor.
Yes, General.
I'm calling you from Honolulu. I just got in a little while ago.
Good.
I was hit here in Honolulu by this Times Beach article, which I know you've seen.
Yes.
I had not seen it when I landed, but I was asked, is it true you're coming back to resign if you don't, recommendations aren't followed? I said, absolutely not. I can't imagine where that would have come from.
Yeah.
I will repeat that tomorrow when I land in Washington.
Good.
I have no idea what the is back of this, other than the fact that I'd wisecracked with Kai's Beach that all of us ambassadors, of course, will be resigning at, within the new administration.
Yeah.
But there's absolutely no justification for this article, I can assure you.
Yes, good. Well, thank you, General. I'm glad to hear that. All the headlines here, I think we're in a rather unfortunate position because I'm just looking at the ones came in tonight. This is a four-column spread on the front page. Taylor expected to widen Vietnam War.
Where is that found, sir?
This is Washington, New York Times News Service.
Yes.
Ambassador Taylor is reported to be planning to urge expansion of the war in South Vietnam because beyond the country's borders when he meets with President Johnson. Taylor, former chief of staff, will return Wednesday and will meet with the president and other officials. According to sources here and reports from Saigon, Taylor favors airstrikes against communist targets in communist-controlled parts of Laos and North Vietnam. His return comes after an intensive study in high government circles. Since the U.S. election, there's been steady intensification, and so on and so forth. It goes on into it. I would just kind of hope we could look at this thing and try to reach some prudent conclusions without trying it in the newspapers.
I certainly agree with you entirely, Mr. President. I've made no statements on the record. I've given some backgrounders, but always indicating alternatives on the good things and the bad things.
Mm-hmm.
Have any suggestions on how I might offset this when I hit Washington tomorrow?
That's good. Fine, General. I appreciate you calling me, and I think that they're going to try to divide us, and I think that I think we've got to watch this, and we all ought to sit down and try to evaluate every possible recourse and then decide on what's best. But the last three or four days, this Life article, the State Department cleared it. I never heard of it, but that has been interpreted as that we're going to start a new move north, and that the Johnson administration's already approved it. And Hakeem Russ never saw it, and Ball never saw it, and I don't know who did see it, but first I knew about it when they started hounding me about going north. So I think what...
Yeah, Mr. President, because I personally asked to have it verified that the White House and Secretary Russ knew about this before I even got into it.
Well, they didn't. They didn't tell either one of us, and the first we knew about it, all the networks are carrying the story that this is a new move by the Johnson administration, and we ought to be caught on that. So when you get up there, you just ask them, when you send something to the president, why, you be damn sure it gets there, because I don't want to be signed on to something I never heard of.
Well, I can't agree more. I'm distressed to hear this, because I realized that this was a matter of high policy and it ought to be looked at before it was allowed to be cleared.
It sure ought to, and I just gave Rusk and them hell. Rusk never heard of it. Ball never heard of it. And I never heard of it, and I tried to find out who had heard of it, and they didn't know, and finally Rusk told me tonight, said, well, it got into the department, and it was cleared here, and I said, well, if you didn't clear it, and Ball didn't clear it, and I didn't clear it, who's running the war? And anyway, that's something, I think that we're trying this whole thing like a bunch of children in the front page of the newspapers when we ought to be sitting down and in a prudent, careful manner, trying to evaluate what's best, and all of us get on board and then go. And I know you agree
with me, you can count on my making every effort to do that. I'll run down in the state also just what happened, because this cut off my land, so to speak.
Yes, sir. Thank you, General. I'll talk to you over the weekend.
Yes, sir. Bye.